This is the Fleming Foundation Summer Symposium 2021, Living Well in a Dying Age, with a lecture by Dr. James Patrick entitled Agapetus to Justinian.
Since you have a dignity beyond all other honor, Emperor, honor beyond all others, God who dignified you, for it was in the likeness of the heavenly king that he gave you the scepter of earthly rule, that you might teach men the protection of earthly justice and drive away the howling of those who rave against it, just as you are ruled by laws of justice and rule lawfully those subject to you. This little book, Agapetus' Advice to the Emperor, was written in the 530s, probably. And there have, since the first modern edition in 1509, there have been 140 editions and translations of it, but almost nothing after the 1860s, when obviously the notion of monarchy was completely out of favor. So, Agapetus' advice, the idea of the Christian prince. Agapetus was not the Roman bishop whom we talked about yesterday, but a deacon of Constantinople who perhaps knew of that pope. He might well have been in the city when Pope Agapetus visited in 535. Both were supporters and critics of the Emperor Justinian at a time when troubles ecclesiastical and political threatened his regime. Pope Agapetus had chastised the emperor for allowing the ecclesiastical favorite of the empress Theodora to possess the patriarchal throne. In his advice, Agapetus the deacon outlines the philosophy, more properly the theology, of Christian imperium. Agapetus' advice, written about 532 at a time when the Nike riots had left 25,000 dead, when Justinian almost lost his throne, and as the story goes, was saved by the empress, who told him that he couldn't leave, he had to stand and fight, whereupon he did. A very violent event. And also when the Monophysite controversy regarding the natures of Christ was active and embittered. This treatise was calculated to provide, in its short 72 paragraphs, the justification of the imperial rule in the face of those, quote, who howled against it. Deacon Agapetus begins his advice to the Emperor Justinian with first principles. The emperor was given his place and dignity by the divine majesty, whose justice he is to imitate and enforce, realizing all the while that the laws of justice through which you rule, O Justinian, are God's and govern you even as you govern the people of your empire. As it happened, this letter of a deacon of the most holy and great church of God would provide something of a foundation for the theology of kingship that formed the polity of late antiquity and still was influential in the Carolingian era, touching the lives of popes and peasants until the theory Agapetus represented was displaced by royal absolutism in the 14th century. Agapetus' theory presuppose such philosophical underpinnings as Aristotle's politics, but no appeal to the idea of the divine emperor derived from the pre-Constantinian period could quite capture the role of Constantine and his successors as the idea of the Christian prince unfolded, moving from the Constantinian image of the emperor as secular bishop to the conception of the emperor as simultaneously arbiter of Catholicism and subject to the church in the days of Theodosius I in the late 4th century, and still later moving to the role of the emperor in the East as the divinely appointed guardian of orthodoxy. The beginnings of royal government were not propitious, for kingship was at first tolerated by God as concession to the rebelliousness of the Israelites, who repudiated the government of Samuel to ask for a king. This request was admitted on all sides to be a great evil. And yet Samuel concluded, "Fear not, the Lord will not cast."